6:44, 16 till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWO. Going to rain tonight, tomorrow, and Friday. But then for the weekend, it should be over as far as that tropical system goes. That's what they're saying now, so we'll be aware of that and keep you apprised of everything you need to know. Patrick Penfield joins us now, professor of supply chain practice at Syracuse University. Good morning, professor. How are you?
Good, Tommy. How are you doing?
I'm good. You had nothing to do with this at all, but I thought I'd ask you. Today is National World Snake Day. When it comes to snakes, are you snake-friendly? Would you allow them in your house or not?
Oh, yeah. I love snakes. Snakes
really? Really?
Yeah, no worries with snakes.
No kidding.
As a kid, I had some pet snakes.
Really? What kind?
Yeah. I just see garden snakes, you know, nothing major, you know, just stuff we caught around the house, you know.
My family, but you got to realize my family is different. They kept giving me cobras for pets. Cobras and rattlesnakes. That's what they kept giving me. Tell me about what's going on with Consumer Price Index. A price report? I don't know. I understand what all these things are.
Yeah. So Consumer Price Index is, it's just a report. Basically, it's where the government has a bunch of economists that kind of analyze what's going on with pricing in the United States. And unfortunately, prices went up in June. And so, this is, unfortunately, we're starting to see things start to tick up. And I think we talked about this last time, you know, about where we're starting to see the tariff effect.
So I was listening to somebody yesterday. I don't know if it was conservative radio. I don't know if it was President Trump. I don't know who it was because I flip all over the place, you know, try to catch a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Talking about going down a checklist about this, that, the other thing, inflation down, prices down. And I thought that sounded good to say, but that's not necessarily what I see in the grocery store. Is there anything to back that, or is that just political spin?
I think it's political spin. So, you know, year over year, you know, we're looking at about a 2.7% increase over prices from last year. So, yeah, absolutely, prices have gone up. I think, you know, in their defense, you know, we haven't really seen it really jump up or ramp up the way we thought it was going to because, the tariff impact. So, you know, it's not bad. I mean, the Federal Reserve would prefer to be at about 2%. That's about normal. But, yeah, it's about 2.7%, and, again, it's starting to climb up.
But when it comes to tariffs, I don't know how you would say tariffs raise prices or not, because I don't know if they're on or not. I don't know what goods they're on at what time and what goods are in stock that have been tariffed or haven't been tariffed or who's eating the tariff. I do know somebody's paying the tariffs because they said that it brought $100 billion into the Treasury. So somebody had to pay that, right?
Absolutely, Tommy. So I work with a lot of companies locally, and so we had we've had some training sessions the past couple months, and it's interesting that, you know, the companies are smart and they try to get around the tariffs. And so I think one of the reasons why you don't see it right now is right before April 2nd, when with the President Trump's Liberation Day with tariffs, a lot of companies brought inventory in. I mean, they worked really hard to do that, and so they had inventory. And then another thing that companies were doing is that they started to resource to other countries with lower tariffs. And then lastly, you know, some of them are looking at tariff reengineering where they can kind of bring in stuff that's changed, that's at a different tariff rate than their original tariff rate. Mm-hmm. So the companies have been very clever. And then another thing is they actually have been negotiating with countries, suppliers in countries, to take some of the tariff hit. And so that's kind of been buffering, you know, the overall tariff impact. But eventually, you know, these companies are going to run out of inventory. The prices, tariffs keep going up. So, you know, eventually the suppliers are going to say, look, we can't, you know, bear the burden of this. So it's going to come to an end soon, but we just haven't seen it yet.
So they say it brought $100 billion into the Treasury. I think the Treasury Secretary said that, if I'm remembering correctly. Where'd that $100 billion come from?
Tommy, you're absolutely correct. So that came from the people that actually paid when it came into the country. So the custom border folks, once, you know, stuff comes into, you know, to the ports and here in the United States, what they'll do is they'll charge whoever picks up the stuff. And they'll say, okay, this is the additional charge before the tariffs. So, yeah, the person that orders the materials that comes into the country, they pay that tariff.
All right, let me take a break. We come back. I want you to kind of walk me through what happens here. And I don't know if you want to make it from a wardrobe standpoint or what is produced with a lot of imported goods that are subject to tariffs. Professor, you got an item for me or items?
Sure.
Like what?
You know, we could talk, let's say, yeah, we'll do apparel.
All right, let's do apparel. All right. So we'll talk, we'll take the anatomy of tariffs as they relate to apparel from the time either the finished product or the raw material leaves the country upon which the tariff has been placed and gets on the ship, and what happens after it gets to the dock, because I think a lot of people know of this. They don't really know about it. Patrick Penfield's our guest, professor of supply chain practice at Syracuse University. If you have any questions or comments about tariffs, you can text them into 504-260-1870. It's World Snake Day. I'm getting texts about snakes. You can text that in as well. Same number, 504-260-1870. Don't ever text and drive, because if you do, Tim's going to come get you. 6:50, 10 till 7. Traffic now, WWO. 6:56, 4 till 7. Look at Tim Zimmer there on top of it on National World Snake Day. We're talking to Patrick Penfield, professor of supply chain practice at Syracuse University, about tariffs. And we thought we'd look at the anatomy of tariffs from the apparel standpoint. So take me through it, professor. When, I don't know, you want to pick a country and pick a product and then take us through it that way?
Yeah, absolutely. So let's say, Tommy, I'm a concert T-shirt producer. Okay. And so let's say maybe I sell to the promoters like, you know, Styx and Foreigner, Def Leppard, Kiss. Some of your listeners might remember those bands. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're touring the country. So I go ahead and I find a supplier in China, and they agree to make, you know, my Kiss T-shirts and my Def Leppard, my Styx. And they say, well, you know, we'll charge you $10 per T-shirt. And I'm like, great, that's, you know, the best price, and I'm going to get them from China. So I go ahead and I place an order, and let's say I order just one, just for, you know, simple example purposes. So it comes in, you know, to the port, and then I go to pick it up. I'm very excited. It's a Kiss T-shirt, and, I'm thinking, oh, it'll be $10. Well, as soon as I go to pick it up, the customs is going to give me a bill for $3. And they're going to say, hey, look, you got to pay this $3 or you're not going to get this T-shirt. Mm-hmm. So now instead
that's presuming it'd be a 30% tariff, right?
30% tariff. Yeah, yeah. So now I'm paying $13.
Right.
And I was thinking, oh, I'm going to make, you know, I'm going to sell these for $15. And now I'm going to lose $3 worth of profit because I got hit with this custom charge. So that's what's going on, Tommy, is when you bring something in from the country, the supplier's not going to charge you, but the custom border agents are. And so if President Trump says, you know, I'm not very happy with China, I'm going to now enact 100% tariff. So now my $10 T-shirt that I brought in is going to cost me $20, and now I'm not going to make any profit. And so this is kind of what's going on with the small companies. You know, they're really struggling with, you know, trying to make money. And the big issue, Tommy, is certainty, right? If President Trump said, here are the tariffs, this is what they're going to be, then I think companies could kind of deal with that. And they could say, okay, yeah, we're, you know, we can figure it out. We can, you know, make sure that we're charging the right amount. But if it changes constantly, then it's very difficult to make money.
So then the question is, okay, on this Styx T-shirt, why don't I have it made in the United States?
Because it costs twice as much.
Okay.
So it's going to cost you $20 versus $10. And, you know, like, oh, you know, my customers may not want to pay that much. They might say, you know, we're not going to pay that much. And most of your apparel is made, you know, in Asia, you know, Bangladesh, China. And that's just because it's all labor intensive. And, you know, the folks there, when they're making T-shirts and socks and underwear, you know, they're making, you know, less than a dollar, let's say, than versus what, you know, what we pay here from a minimum wage standpoint. That's stuff that we don't want to, you know, to manufacture or produce here in the United States. It's just not cost effective, and it's not worthwhile for companies to do.
So if you want to bring manufacturing back to the United States, you can be for that, but keep in mind that T-shirts going to be $20, not $10.
Or exactly.
Going to cost $20 to make.
Yeah, Tommy, you're absolutely correct. And I'm a big proponent of manufacturing, but let's manufacture, you know, the high quality, high worth items like semiconductors and airplanes and cars. And President Trump's right from that vantage point. We have to manufacture. We just got to manufacture the right stuff.
Got you. Thank you. Appreciate your time. Patrick Penfield, professor of supply chain practice at Syracuse University. Might have a name storm in the Gulf. We'll talk about insurance with Tim Temple, Louisiana Insurance Commissioner, when we come back.